Ready to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Boulevard.
Nocturne Boulevard? Not far. When you hit Howard, hang a right. Howard meets Philip at a weird kind of angle. Then you cross James and Poe. You can't miss Nocturne. It's just past the Automat.
19 Nocturne Boulevard. Your address for suspenseful stories of the speculative, strange, and supernatural.
Tonight's story is A Telegram to Satan?
Yes? This is 19 Nocturne Boulevard. Won't you step inside? Did you have any trouble finding it? What do you mean, what kind of a place is it? Why, it's a tabloid bullpen. Can't you tell? You've been here before.
We've replaced one of our reporters with a well-known comic actor. Let's see if anyone notices.
How many mummies? We can't send a photographer for less than eight.
So, can we quote you on the health benefits of nude whitewater rafting?
We just want to give you a chance to tell your side of the story, Doctor.
And when the wax was ripped away, it left an image of Jesus in your chest hair?
Ah, Theo, shut the door.
Where's Leona?
She'll be here in a minute. I wanted to say something to you first. Just the two of us.
Yeah?
You are a cute young guy, Theo. You seeing anyone right now?
I'm kind of married to the news.
I know the feeling. It's a nice sentiment, but you can't let the news rule your life, sweetheart.
When is Leona gonna get here?
What are you doing Friday night?
Because
my niece really, really needs someone to take her to a senior prom. And I figure if you're married to the news, you're about as safe as they come.
Oh, I can clear Friday night.
It's either you or Forsyth Dickman III, and I really don't want that greasy bastard within a city block of my poor little Aida.
Who?
But you didn't hear that from me.
Dickman?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it would be Leona.
Smoothie Walsh, meet Forsyth Dickman III. His grandpa just picked up half the business.
Things are gonna run a little different round here.
Oh, is that good?
Sure it is. We're just tickled to death to have some new blood in at the managerial level. Oh.
Leona? She left.
Must have forgot something.
Is that Leona Pope? Yeah. I think she remembered something.
Should I go?
No. I was about to drop a story on
you. I hope you have something good.
Oh, are you staying?
Gramps wants me to learn the tabloid business from the very bottom, so yeah, I'm staying.
Leona!
Are you alone?
Yeah.
Come on up then.
That's a little far out on the ledge, isn't it?
It's the only place for miles around that's far enough from a door to legally smoke.
Oh, we have an assignment.
We as in you and me, or is there more we that I'm aware of?
No. Were you expecting someone?
I'll come down. What's the story?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
The story we're supposed to go and get.
Oh, cattle mutilation. It's a bit of a drive.
And Dickman?
No, he's got a story of his own.
Which is?
The Weed Whacker Killer.
Figures. Dickman gets the latest serial sensation and we get cow guts.
Well, it's actually...
That jackass gets everything he wants. Almost.
Sounds like you have a history.
Used to have an entire curriculum.
Huh?
History, chemistry, biology, drama. Bucolic.
I've never been on a farm before.
I've worked hard to avoid them myself.
Hello! You must be the folks from the World Bugle.
Must we? Yes, we must. I mean, that's us.
Show us the cows.
I'm Mr. Hadley, and this is Lulu.
Don't try and tell me that's a cow.
No. Lulu's a goat. They're better than dogs. They can stand guard, fetch, and they're very loyal.
You tell him. Show us the cows.
She can even fetch. Here.
A ball? Should I throw it?
Nah, just hold it up. Fetch, Lulu.
Ow!
And now she gets the ball. Just a little goat humor.
Tell us all about this problem you're having with your cattle's being mutilated.
Cattle is already plural.
Come along and you can see for yourself.
Ew. I mean, it's been a couple of days. Won't they be a bit ripe?
Really quick shudder.
What?
Catches all the flies in mid-flight.
Ew.
Oh. Are you thinking my cows are dead? Oh, no. Come on.
And when did this happen?
How many are there?
Five. Bessie, Buttercup, Wilhelmina, Miss America, and Fred.
You have a cow named Fred?
She's had a hard life.
And all five of them have these...
big tattoo triangles, yep.
Does it go underneath two or just end there?
Nope. Each one has her entire left flank covered in this ink.
And it's not just paint?
Huh. Punk cows. Next thing you know, they'll be going for nipple piercings.
That would really be...
and utter mess.
This doesn't look like something that happened overnight.
Nope. Somebody's a sneaking in each night and doing it.
And they got this much done before you noticed?
What can I say? I'm a right-sided milker.
Ah, nature.
One thing you can say for nature, it stinks.
That's the smell of life.
No, it's the smell of the cow pie you just stepped in.
Ew! Hey, look, someone's coming.
Is it Lulu?
No, it looks like a girl.
Can't you tell?
Hi.
Hiya!
Interview, witness, stay on task.
What? Right. Hello, Miss...
I'm Daisy.
Yeah?
Does she live near here?
Do you...
I'm just one farm over.
Oh, good.
Does she know anything about the cows?
Huh?
Huh?
Tell you what, we're going to play blindfold questions.
That sounds like fun.
What?
Hey, what are you doing?
But I can't see anything now.
That's the idea.
Who are you folks anyway? I never got a chance to...
We're from the World Bugle, investigating the cows.
Oh, the tattoos?
Yeah. Are they happening at your farm, too?
Turn to the left just a bit.
Huh?
You're talking to her shoulder.
Ah.
Well, no. Ain't no one else in this valley having the same problem. And no one can figure out how it's happening, nohow.
No one knows how he's doing it?
He? Do you know who it is?
Just reporter shorthand, playing the odds. Most of these kind of, perps are male, 82% in fact.
Nice fake.
Wow.
Not that we rule anyone out. You could even be the one doing this.
Not me. I can't even draw a cow. Who's that?
Who? Shit, my turn for the blindfold.
Leo? What? What? Leo? What? Why are you tying that over your whole face?
Shut up!
Finally, some sign of life out here in the hinterlands.
I don't know what hinterland is. Is he new around here?
Oh. Hi, Mr. Dickman.
Oh, kid, you can call me Ace.
And you can call me Theo. Ace?
Smoothie.
Shh. Can I call you Ace, too? You look kind of familiar. Have we ever met?
So, kid, who's the chick in the turban?
Oh, she's my new intern. She's a devout. Can't show her face.
But she had it all.
We're very equal opportunity at the World Bugle, you see.
Say, you look kind of like Clint Eastwood. Are you related to Clint Eastwood?
Does she at least speak English?
Only to people she's been properly introduced to. It's very protective.
Doesn't make for much of a reporter.
That's why she's learning to take photographs instead. Take picture now. Show.
I got something to show you.
Jasmine, take picture.
Oh, yes. Picture or take eye.
Hey, you didn't need a flash. God, right in my damn eyes. It's broad daylight, for Christ's sakes.
Many apologies.
Want to take a picture of me?
Wait a minute. That camera. That looks kind of familiar.
Oh, they all look alike.
No more talk. Time to pray.
You better not bother her now. She gets these breaks a bunch of times every day. It's freedom of religion, man.
Oh, I'm sure I've seen her before. Believe me, she ain't
Ace,
no.
Don't use that kind of language. You could get us sued.
Can she take a picture of me when she gets up?
That was kind of...
mortifying?
Well, you don't know much about other cultures, do you?
I only had to fool him, and he knows less. It's kind of like if you and I ever run into a lion. I don't have to outrun the lion. I just have to outrun you.
Are there a lot of lions in... Hey!
I suppose you're wondering about all this.
No.
It's the most embarrassing episode of my life.
Oh, I don't want to pry.
Back when I was young and foolish.
You were young?
And that disgusting hunk of a man swept me off my girlish feet.
Girlish?
He was so confident.
Leona?
So self-assured.
Come on, Leona.
And when he walked away that dark and stormy morning, leaving me lying in a puddle of my own tears.
Please, stop.
He walked away with the best scoop I had ever had.
Oh.
That's why you can't tell him anything about our story. Not one iota.
Why would I? I don't plan to.
He'll knock on the door any minute now.
Wow.
Take him to the bar.
But what do I do?
Get him drunk. Keep him talking. Oh, and while you're distracting him...
Distracting?
Yeah. See if you can steal his story.
Oh, this is the life, huh?
Yeah.
You know, just us guys. Reporters. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one understands the loneliness, the mantle of responsibility we don every day.
Really?
Our responsibility to the public. To keep them informed.
Oh, is that why your family bought into the World Bugle?
Nah. Granddad just loves Rat Boy.
Oh. So... how goes it with the weed whacker?
Hey, you trying something?
No, just thought I might be able to help.
I don't need any help.
But I might have heard something. A lead.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I overheard something recently about someone buying a lot of weed whackers.
Really? And what could possibly make you think he'd need more than one weed whacker?
He?
Playing the odds. You know 82% of these perps are male.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But what made you say that?
It's just what I heard. Really?
That happens to be a detail the police insisted on keeping back from the public?
Oh!
doing here? May I help you?
Package for Mr. Dickman. What room is he in?
I can't tell you, but I can accept the package for him.
No, it's special delivery from the head office.
I really don't care. The best I can do is page him.
Can't wait. Must stay refrigerated. Plus, he's probably out on assignment.
I'm not really sure. I think he's just over in the bar.
$50.
Thanks. Here's the spare key. Have a nice day.
And he woke up with a donkey's head.
What? Like in the bed next to him?
No, this is Shakespeare, not the Godfather. Like, his head was a donkey's head.
Hmm. Shakespeare was the original Godfather. You know, you might have a story there.
Still not as good as yours.
Ah, when you've been in the biz as long as I have.
No, sorry, we don't serve those here.
Must be talking about your sidekick.
Ew.
Oh, someone named Smoothie. I'll check.
It's for me.
Smoothie.
Code name, top secret. Yeah? Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Gotta go. The cows came home.
We always seem to end up outside in the dark waiting for dangerous people.
That's where the stories are.
Did you find out anything?
Just that he's got nothing.
Isn't that bad for the paper? I mean, they still need stories.
Puppy. Look!
Lights! Is it aliens?
Coleman.
Who's Coleman?
A lamp. It's just the farmer. He must have the same idea we do.
We do?
To keep watch until the vandal shows up.
Would this fall under vandalism? I guess cows count as property.
Shh. Look!
He's just going in to check on them. That didn't sound happy.
They're cows. They don't really do happy.
Hey, where's Lulu?
Lulu?
The goat. He said she follows him everywhere.
I don't know. Sleeping?
Let's get closer to the barn. I told you there was something wrong with a man who would leave his goat behind.
If I had a nickel for every time I've heard.
How dare you!
Oh, boy.
Who dares disturb me at my work?
Does he sound different?
I'll be in the bushes. Stall.
Come forward, mortal.
He means you.
What do you want?
What do I do?
Interview him. It. Nah, think of it as him. Less scary that way.
I want to hear your side of the story.
Story?
Clearly you're doing something here, and very artistically, I might add, but I can't imagine something such as yourself doing it for no reason. You must have a purpose. The people want to know.
Step to the left.
Huh?
You're blocking my shot.
You think you will shoot me? Mortal bullets will have no effect.
No, no, not shot. Shot. Just picture shot.
Stay in the light, in case he eviscerates you.
Pictures? Yes, I make pictures too.
Right. What are they for?
For? They are a summoning. When the ring is complete, he will come.
Satan?
Nonsense. He's much too busy. That's why I'm here. No. It is the renegade that I am here to summon. I have been placed in his path, and he will be mine. If some people will go away and leave me to my work.
Maybe we can help.
Ixnay, Otnay, Ar, Avje.
Help? You?
I mean, if you will spend a little time maybe telling us more about what you're doing.
Which do you think is my good side?
We should tell him. He must have been drugged, or delusional, or sleepwalking.
Possessed.
Or sleepwalking.
Possessed makes for a better story.
Oh.
Did you have the mini recorder with you?
No.
Damn it, Smoothie.
I did something else with it.
What?
Let me see if it worked first.
Whatever. What's important is to figure out what questions to ask this demon possessor when we talk to him tonight.
Tonight?
Meanwhile, we can get some quality time with the girls.
Girls? You mean like Daisy?
No, I mean like Fred.
Oh, those girls.
Shh, you'll put them off.
What are we doing here?
Glamour shots. What else? Move that one in behind the one with the white ear.
Why don't we ask Farmer Hadley to help with this? I don't know anything about cow maneuvers. Holy cow!
Five of them. Come out, Dick.
Leona. And here I thought you'd converted.
Maybe I should leave you two alone.
Yeah, I'm a transformer. Just call me Optimus, kick your ass.
Help me out, Fred. They're not listening. Ew. Oh. We should go back to the things to do. Back at the hotel?
No. I want to know why this notorious poacher is hanging around our story. Could it be because he's stumped on his own?
I'm never stumped. I'm multitasking.
Hey, guys, here comes Lulu. Better be nice.
Who's Lulu? Is she that dishy Barbie in the teensy cutoffs from yesterday?
Nah, she's even more perfect for you.
Hot, stupid, and has a great story.
I was never hot. I mean, I was never stupid.
Oh, Farmer Hadley. Lulu, how nice to see you both.
Here, Dickman, hold this. Lulu, fetch.
What's with the ball? Ow!
He said he'd explain the whole thing tonight.
Smacks of supervillain rhetoric.
Huh?
You know, all that before I kill you, Mr. Bond crap.
Kill?
Oh, yes. I am here to kill.
I'll be in the hayloft.
I thought you might like a soundbite for your show.
We're print news.
Too bad. That would have been sweet.
But we do have a website.
But he wasn't recording.
Well, stay out of my way then.
You said tonight you would reveal all.
I'll get the wide-angle lens.
Tonight, I will return an escaped soul back to hell.
Is his name Dickman?
He's not an escapee. But we have him on our radar.
Ew.
Good.
No. This is a soul that escaped and is even now cutting a swath across the country.
The Weed Whacker!
Scooping him is almost better than sending him to hell.
These cows are the living, breathing, summoning smell. Watch as I circle them up, nose to tail.
Facing Wittershins, I see.
Huh?
Anti-clockwise.
Oh,
it's a satanic thing.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Just an introduction. I see it all now. I really do need to get up into that hayloft.
Why?
Why don't you both go up there and observe?
Okay.
Come on.
What am I supposed to see?
Down.
Cows.
And.
Oh, wow. When they're all in a circle like that, with the tattoo triangles on the inside, it makes a
pentagram. Yeah. Trippy.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I'll go check.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was over here.
Investigating strange noises in the barn, hoping that the killer was hiding out. With no thought for my own safety, just the safety of the world, I pressed on. Oh, yeah, keep that. That's good.
Oh, heck. Leona!
Is...
Oh, boy.
Lord Omnipotent. You!
Yes, it is I.
I'm here to take you home, Jerry.
I don't wanna.
Too bad. Get in the box.
Fine, but I'm going because I want to, and not because you told me to.
Yep. Just like the last four times. Whatever.
Is that it?
Yeah. Why?
It just seems anticlimactic.
What do I look like? Peter Jackson? Gotta go then. One more pick before I drop the carcass?
You.
Guys?
Leo, this is my story. I'll let you in as my photographer.
Guys?
I'll give you a shot, but not for my camera.
I'll be in the bushes.
Is Leona's film okay?
Oh, yeah. It was the weirdest thing, though. No one was actually hurt, but they all had this weird blackout period. I guess I got away early enough to miss most of it, but even I don't remember everything on the tape.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say in there somewhere that you didn't have your recorder on you?
Yeah.
Here's those photos.
Yeah. Oh, nice goat. Yeah, cute. Holy crap!
What was that?
I take it this compromising picture of Forsyth Dickman III has some little part in why you got his story without him arguing at all?
Nah, he just admitted that it was all one story from the beginning, and since we did all the work...
It was really hard getting the goat to stand still for the pictures.
You didn't, that poor goat.
Nah, once we got her into the tutu, it's all in the lighting.
Was harder to trust Dickman.
Well, get out of here and write up your story. My personal shopper, Pierre, is gonna be in here any minute. Wednesday is intimates.
Going now.
Oh, please. You're the fourth Hitler sighting this week.
Are you sure these tiny people who appear when you drink from your magic bottle aren't just, DTs?
And are you willing to wear the fursuit and infiltrate the secret hideout? Do you know the secret paw handshake?
Aliens are landing in Branson. They're demanding tickets for Dolly.
Now that you know how to find us, don't be a stranger. We have enough of those already. Tonight's episode, A Telegram to Satan, was written by Julie Hoverson. In it, Leona Pope was Robin Keyes, Theo Smoothie Walsh was Henry Mark, Chief was Julie Hoverson, Forsyth Dickman III was Mark Olson, Farmer Hadley was Gar Godfrey, Daisy was Kayleen Evadis. The bartender was Charles Austin Miller. And the reporters were Wes Bryan and Uncle Randy of Drunken Zombie Podcast. Additional voices were supplied by Brown Monkey. Music for this episode was from Josh Woodward, www.joshwoodward.com. Cover art for this episode was by Les Clay. Sound and mastering was done by Julie Hoverson. Opening theme was by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. The opening credits featured Cole Hornaday, Renaud LaBeouf, and Julie Hoverson. Sound effects may have come from Soundsnap.com, Sonomic.com, StockMusic.com, OneSoundFX.com, SoundEffectsForFree.com, and through the footage firm and Blastwave FX. Any other effects are used under a royalty-free license. All persons, places, and events in the story were fictitious or used in a fictitious manner and are not meant to reflect any persons, places, or things, living, dead, or undead. Questions? Comments? We would love to hear from you. Contact us at 19nocturnatlive.com. Check out our website at www.19nocturneboulevard.com and like us on Facebook. We actually reply. This presentation, as well as the scripts and characters therein, is copyright 2013 to Julie Hoverson and Reality Productions and is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives license. Spread the show around, but don't try to make money off it.
$50! I don't want $50! Just give me the package with the cookies in it. Cookies, they're good.
Bada bing, bada boom, I'm done.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, FNIS 401G, Indigenous Law and the Settler State, is a three-credit course being taught by new Channel scholar Johnny Mack in Term 2.
This course will focus on the relationships between Indigenous law, state law, and policy, whilst taking up key issues of their legal agency in the lawmaking process. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
And I am Sherman the Bear.
And welcome to this, our May 2013 production.
This episode comes from British Brown Monkey Audio.
Yeah, and from what I understand, Fred and his bunch of Belgian workers have been working on it for close to a month.
Would you like to share with the listeners what this episode is about, Brownie?
How would I know what it's about, Sherm?
Maybe because you acted in the whole thing, Brownie?
Of course I'm in it, Sherm. You handed me the script with some lines and a check for $10. Doesn't mean I know what I was doing or paid any attention. Seriously, Sherm, it's not like I'm a method actor or something.
Do you remember anything at all about this production, Brownie?
Let me think. The script was by Fred Turner of British Brown Monkey Audio. It has Robin Turner in it. And music, of course, is by Kevin MacLeod of the Copy Deck.
Do you remember what the story is about at all, Brownie?
Is it another one of our fantastic Lovecraft production, Jim?
No, Brownie, it's not. It's actually a mystery this time.
You don't know either?
No, Brownie. The story is a mystery story this time. And it's entitled, The Hounds of the Brownskerville.
The Hounds of the Brownskerville? That sounds exciting. Maybe we should be quiet and let it start.
Good idea, Brownie. That's a really good idea. Just calm down, Brownie. I need to pay the cab driver, and then I'll be right with you.
Oh.
How much will that be?
It's a round apple core, Governor.
I do not think an apple is round by the time it's reached the core.
Apple core, score. It's a score, Governor.
What is the score?
You owe me a score. 20 knicker.
I think I'm starting to understand. Knickers are underpants, correct? Are you operating a barter system? You want my underpants instead of money? I am sorry, I'm a bear, and I do not normally wear underpants.
Oh, good lord, just give me 20 quid and sod off.
Why didn't you say that in the first place? Here you go.
Bloody tourists.
Come on, Sherm, let's go.
Okay, I'm coming. Let's see. 217... 219, 221 Baker Street. Push the doorbell to flat B.
Gotcha!
Mrs. Hudson, could you answer the door, please, and put a stop to that infernal racket?
Mrs. H ain't back from a cosmetic surgery operation for another 4 days. Till then, you're stuck with me. I tells you, if I had won as much money on the bingo as she did, I wouldn't be spending me cash on having me guts sucked out and pumped back into me arse and tits. I'd buy me a slap-up holiday on the Costa del Sol, and...
I don't think that's quite how cosmetic surgery works. Will you please shut up and answer that blessed door?
Answer it your bloody self. I'm your temporary housekeeper, not your bleeding butler.
Oh, this is quite outrageous. That temporary agency has a lot to answer for. All right, I'm coming.
Hello, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I presume?
Yes, and Who am I addressing?
I'm Brown Monkey, and this is my best friend, Sherman Bear, and we really need your help. I've never heard of you, but I'm told you're the best detective in the whole of London.
Calm down, my little fellow, calm down. Best detective in London, eh? Just London? Not further afield?
I'm not really sure, because, like, say you were in Gotham City, you'd be in competition with Batman. Batman's a super great detective. He's so good, they even named one of his comic books detective. And if you were in Cabot Cove, Maine, there's Jessica Fletcher. Oh, in California, there's Jim Rockford and Richie Brockelman.
Okay, okay, I get the picture. You'd better come in.
Thank you.
Welcome to my rooms. Please, take a seat. Would you care for some tea?
That would be very nice. Thank you.
Can I have coffee? Really strong coffee?
Mrs. Thesia?
What? What do you want now? I just put my feet up. I'll take that bloody little bell away from you if you keep that up.
Ah, dear Mrs. Thesia, would you kindly bring our guests some refreshments?
Hey, Mrs. Thesia, it's a good thing your first name isn't Anna.
My first name is Anna. What of it?
Anesthesia.
Your name is Anesthesia?
Yeah. My late dad was narcoleptic. My mam thought my name would always be a lovely reminder of him. Now, what do you want to drink?
Tea for myself and Mr. Bear, and a coffee for Mr. Monkey, if you please.
All I've got is instant coffee. Take it or leave it.
Is it strong?
I'll put in 2 spoonfuls. Will that suit you?
Sounds fine. Thank you.
So tell me, did you gentlemen enjoy the Indian restaurant at which you ate at about, 90 minutes ago?
Good grief. How could you possibly know that?
Ha! I bet you there's tikka masala stains on Sherman's chin.
On the contrary, your friend's appearance is impeccable. You, on the other hand, Mr. Monkey, let out a sneaky fart as you entered the room. I knew it was you from the faux-disgusted look that you gave your companion in a feeble attempt to lay the blame for it at his door.
Okay, you got me there, but how did you know we were in an Indian restaurant 90 minutes ago?
Some time ago, I wrote a short study on flatulence. You can tell a lot about a person's previous movements and whereabouts by the smell when they break wind.
You have to be kidding.
Not at all. Your friend's surreptitious guff contained olfactory tones of coriander, cumin, garlic, cardamom, fenugreek and cinnamon. It's a combination of spices correspondent to the common recipe for vindaloo curry.
That's amazing for recognition.
Furthermore, I believe you consumed it at the Eastern Eye restaurant just off the Old Kent Road.
How could you possibly know that?
I detected the merest hint of Liam Perrin's sauce. It's the secret ingredient of the Eastern Eye.
Holy cow! You must spend a heck of a lot of time smelling farts to get that good. But tell me, how do you know it was about 90 minutes ago?
Simple. That's approximately how long it takes for the gastric system to ferment such a meal, in order to produce the toxic cloud you share with us. Ah, our beverages have arrived. Thank you, Mrs. Thesia.
There you go, Mr. Monkey. Coffee. Strong like you asked for. You could stand your spoon up in that, so you could.
Thanks, Mrs. T.
Milk and sugar, anyone?
Just milk for me.
I wasn't talking to you, woman. Be gone.
Twat.
I heard that. Now, gentlemen, as you have calmed down somewhat since your arrival here, tell me how you think I may be of assistance to you.
Well, Mr. Holmes, it's like this. Travis has been kidnapped.
And who, pray tell, is Travis?
He's my prairie dog.
Prairie dog? Synomys lucirus?
No, Synomys ludovicianus.
Ah, a black-tailed prairie dog. Jolly nice.
It is Travis's genus.
Well, he's pretty smart, but he's no genius.
It is genus, Brownie, not genius.
I have absolutely no clue what the two of you are talking about, but Mr. Holmes, are you going to help me or not?
Well, today is Wednesday. My Pilates class is tomorrow evening, and tonight's Top Gear is only a rerun. So, yes, why not? I suppose assisting you will provide a modicum of distraction for me. Monkey, tell me the facts and leave nothing out. Start by telling me why you're both here in London.
We were sightseeing. I kind of screwed up our last vacation, so this was Sherm's choice. We had a huge insurance payout from our last holiday because of the fire, which really wasn't my fault.
The fire?
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, we've been to London once before, but that time we arrived by jet ski and had to leave in a hurry on a submarine, so we really didn't have time to look around.
What a fascinating life you lead.
You don't know the half of it.
Right, so we've been here a few days, and all Sherman's wanted to do was this boring stuff, like looking at all this heritage stuff you guys have laying around. So I pointed out to him that it's my holiday too, and just because I took us to the wrong pole on our last one...
North Pole or South Pole?
South.
No polar bears?
You're getting it, Mr. Holmes.
Do you want to hear this or not?
Please continue.
As I was saying, I wanted to do some fun stuff, so I decided to try out some of your traditional British cuisine.
And so you went to an Indian restaurant?
That's right. Where the British invented curry.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. Carry on.
So we turn up at this restaurant, and there's a sign on the door which says, Guide Dogs for the Blind Only.
So Brownie decided he would sneak Travis into the restaurant by pretending to be blind. I tried to stop him, but he wouldn't listen.
Let me guess. He put on some sunglasses, held his hand out in front of him, and pretended to bump into things.
Wow, you really are the best.
It was an elementary deduction. So what happened next?
I asked to see the menu.
And the waiter realized you weren't blind and asked you to either put your dog outside the establishment or kindly leave.
Are you sure you weren't there at the same time?
No, I just watch a lot of bad sitcoms between cases.
So anyways, I tied Travis to a drain pipe right outside the window where I could see him and he could see me.
You became distracted. When you looked again, Travis was gone.
This is just uncanny.
What distracted you?
The vindaloo curry. It was like eating molten lava.
And it will retain that unique feature when it vacates your body in a few hours' time.
Oh, good. There is something for me to look forward to. We are sharing a hotel room.
When I could feel my face again and I looked outside, Travis was gone. And all that was left was this note.
Let me see it. Cheap A4 paper with the words cut from a glossy magazine. Pasted onto it to make up a message reading, You know what we want. We will tell you where to bling it. Aha! Our first clue. Hand me that November issue of Vogue magazine on the table beside you, Mr. Bear.
This Vogue here? Wait, why do you have a copy of Vogue magazine in your room?
It's Mrs. Thesia's.
Really? I would have thought Steam Boilers Monthly was more her sort of thing.
Yes, quite. Just hand me the publication I asked for.
Why, Mr. Holmes?
Because the clue is in the misspellings on the message. See here, where, as in tell you where, is spelt W-E-A-R. And the word bring is misspelt bling. B-L-I-N-G.
And?
Page 32 of this Vogue is an article entitled, Rihanna shows us what to wear to bling it up this winter. See? Someone has simply cut the words from this line and pasted it to the paper.
You're very familiar with the magazine you said wasn't yours. Very familiar.
I may have glanced through it in an idle moment.
What's on page 54?
Ooh, there's a lovely little sequin number modelled by Kylie. Her clutch bag matches it exquisitely.
Ha ha! Gotcha!
Did you perhaps go to an all-boys school?
Gentlemen, please. The most important thing is we know the kidnappers read Vogue, so at least one of them must be a woman.
Or went to an all-boys school.
Or is it a British politician?
Do you know what the kidnappers mean by, you know what we want? What is it that you have, Mr. Monkey, that they so desperately desire?
A sparkling personality and whip-crack comic timing?
Think harder, Mr. Monkey.
I don't know!
Then we must go to the scene of the crime and see if there are further clues.
Mr. Holmes, I have been meaning to ask you what your fees are.
You can give me whatever you think my services are worth. My reward is the challenge of the case.
Okay, that's fair.
Come, gentlemen, we must away. Mrs. Thesia, I'm going out for a while. Please take any calls while I am gone.
Sod off. I'm not your bleeding answer phone.
She's nice. I like her. Hey, Mr. Holmes, is the game afoot?
It most certainly is, Mr. Monkey. I say, did you just break wind again?
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Holmes.
Call me Sherlock.
Thanks. And you can call me Brownie.
Here we are, the East Nye Restaurant. Sherman, old chap, would you be so kind as to pay the cab driver?
Do I have to?
I'm sorry, we were a bit short of cash. How thoughtless of me.
No, it's not that at all. It's just that. Oh, never mind. You two go on ahead.
Come along, Brownie, before the trail goes too cold.
Okay.
Okay, here goes. How much do I owe you, driver?
There'll be a pepperoni, governor.
Oh, not again. A Pavarotti?
That's right, mate. And then Senna.
Why are you asking me for a dead Italian and then a dead Brazilian?
What are you? A bit mutton, Jeff.
Couldn't you just tell me how much money you want for the cab ride before I reach in there and forcibly extract the information in a language we both can understand?
All right, keep your shirt on. Give me 10 quid.
That is better. Before I hand this money over, tell me again why you were asking for a fat opera singer.
Pavarotti? Well, he was a tenor, weren't he? Tenor. 10 quid.
Aha! And a motor racing driver?
Ayrton Senna. Rhymes with tenor. 10 quid again.
Okay, here's your money. Why do you talk like that?
Hey, the punters love it. Cheers, mate.
Hey guys, have you found anything yet?
Well, this is not a busy street, but there are enough people walking up and down that any clues on the pavement...
You mean sidewalk?
No, I mean pavement. This is Britain. As I was saying, any clues down there would have been eradicated by now. See, Travis's leash is still wrapped around the drainpipe, and it's been unclipped from his collar, not cut.
Is that significant?
Yes. It means our perpetrators were calm and collected. They followed you here, or knew you would be here, that they would have the opportunity to strike without acting suspiciously to passers-by. Tell me, why did you choose this restaurant?
We asked at a hotel reception if they would recommend the best place to get a classic British curry.
And a really nice lady in the lobby interrupted, told us about the Eastern Eye.
Was she with anyone?
Yeah, a nerdy-looking guy in a long dark coat.
What was she wearing?
Oh, I remember this. She had a long dark coat on too, but it was open, and underneath she had on a hot yellow and black catsuit.
I would say it was more of a unitard, Brownie, and the color was more of an ochre than yellow.
Just how long did you spend looking at Sherlock's copy of Vogue magazine, Sherm?
It was Mrs. Hudson's magazine.
You said it was Mrs. T's.
That's not important. Tell me, could you see what the man had on under his coat?
No, I couldn't.
Nope.
Did they recommend you should try any particular dish in the restaurant?
Yeah, the guy said I should order the vindaloo, unless I was a big girly no-knob. What's a knob?
I'll explain later. But in the meantime, the recommendations of those two strangers in the hotel lobby could be of the utmost importance.
How come?
The Eastern Eye is renowned for serving the hottest vindaloo in the city. Anyone eating it unprepared would be incapacitated for several moments.
You're telling me? I couldn't feel my tongue and I had tunnel vision.
Precisely. And in a location where they knew your dog would not be allowed to remain at your side.
Those evil bastards!
Can't help feeling that the lady's attire is also of significance. But I can't fathom out why right now. Let's go inside the restaurant and see if one of the waiters noticed anything. Excuse me, waiter.
Oui, monsieur.
What's a French waiter doing in an Indian restaurant?
And serving swill to gastronomic barbarians. How can I help you?
Earlier today, my diminutive friend here was in this restaurant and his dog was stolen from outside. Did you happen to see anything?
No, sorry. Let me ask Gustave if he saw anything. Hey, Gustave. Did you see a dog taken from outside this dump earlier today?
Sure.
You saw people take Travis and you didn't say anything?
I see lots of crazy things all the time in this city. Just the other day, a guy wanders in here and wants to show me a root vegetable shaped like a thingy.
A thingy?
Sure. What did you see concerning the dog? Two people. Man, woman. They picked up the dog and walked off. Oh yeah, the guy left something behind.
That would be the note.
Did you notice anything distinctive about these people? Not really. She was hot. But he looked like a nerd. She could have done so much better. But hey, maybe that's the sort of thing she's into. What were they wearing? Long dark coats and... Oh yeah, he was wearing a weird figure-hugging number underneath. I saw it when his coat was blown open by the wind. It looked kind of like a black and red catsuit. Nine, not red. More a kind of burgundy. Anything else?
Nine.
Were those the same people we saw in our hotel lobby?
Do you believe they were? And their form of dress... I can't put my finger on it, but I think it's important to this case. The largest missing element is their motive, though. What could it be?
Beats me, Sherlock.
Brownie, think. Has anything unusual come into your possession of late? Have you been given anything or purchased something?
Well, I've been purchasing lots of stuff with the money from the insurance settlement.
Following the fire, which wasn't exactly your fault.
Yeah, that one.
What have you been spending the money on?
Cool stuff. eBay is great.
eBay? Why didn't you mention this earlier?
Quick, give me a resume of all the items you have won.
Gee, well, there was a lot of stuff. I got a dead fairy, a cornflake shape like Illinois, a haunted painting, the shirt William Shatner wore in the classic Star Trek episode on Mock Time, vampire killing kid, a slightly used body bag.
Wait, stop. Go back. Did you mention a shirt worn by William Shatner in Star Trek?
Yeah, it's a yellow one. Apparently, the character wore it when battling a love crazed Spock. He's still got the bloodstained slash across the chest. He's covered in his sweat. It's never been washed. It's kind of gamey.
What do you mean by apparently he wore it?
Well, I'm not really into Star Trek, but Bittenford seemed to be hot, so I thought I'd get it.
Brownie treats eBay like a competitive sport. He will not be beaten by other bidders when he goes for something.
Yeah. The shirt was my greatest victory yet. It got down to me and one other bidder who called himself Kirk is God. I beat him good by quadrupling his highest bid.
Brownie then proceeded to boast about it on eBay feedback and on his website. What is it you wrote, Brownie?
I think I said I got Kirk's shirt. I, Brown Monkey, am an eBay God and all shall bow down before me. Or something like that.
Oh my lord, man. Do you realize what you've done?
God, a really cool shirt with blood and sweat all over it?
More than that. So very much more, you fool. You've incurred the wrath of some hardcore Trekkies, the most dangerously fanatical followers of any sci-fi franchise. I should have realized that the color combinations of their clothing were Next Generation uniforms. They must wear them at all times under those long coats. At least you didn't enrage a Klingon faction. They would have killed Travis and eaten him served with serpent worms by now.
Oh no! Travis!
Calm yourself. These kidnappers are Next Geners. Providing you give them what they want, Travis should be safe.
What should we do now, Sherlock?
Return to the hotel and see if they've made contact. Brownie, please hail a cab.
Taxi! Taxi!
Not another cab driver. Can't we go by bus?
Here we are, gentlemen. The Grosvenor Hotel.
Hey, cabbie, what's the fare?
That's a pony, mate.
There you go. 25 quid.
Thanks, Gov. Take care.
Hey, how did you do that? How did you know what he meant? When did you learn Cockney, Brownie?
I read the meter.
Brownie.
Shall we go in?
Look in the far corner of the lobby. It seems our friends are here waiting for us.
As I thought they would be, Sherman. Brownie, did you by any chance bring Kirk's shirt to England with you?
Of course I did. Travis liked to sleep on it.
Really? How much did you pay for it?
Doesn't matter if it makes Travis happy.
Those Trekkie people are coming over.
Peace and long life, gentlemen.
Hey, are you guys Krishnas?
It's a traditional Vulcan greeting. Really?
And whom are we addressing?
I have adopted the name Adoan Maduka, and my female companion is Shannara Borak.
Seriously?
Okay, I'm Mike.
And I'm Daisy.
Where's Travis?
He's safe, sound, and comfortable.
If you want to see him again, you'll give us what we want.
You mean Kirk's shirt?
Of course.
What have you done with Travis?
He's come to no harm, but we have a buyer lined up from in Japan.
A dog slaver?
No, a collector. He'll be well looked after there, but you will never see him again.
You're despicable.
Then hand over the shirt and we'll give you your dog back.
Why do you want the shirt so badly?
We call ourselves the Federation.
The Federation? How original.
Yes, good, isn't it?
I was being sarcastic. Don't you have sarcasm on the planet we stole your dog?
Is that in the Romulan Empire?
Just tell us what you want with the shirt.
Well, a member of our group has been reading about cloning on growyourownidol.com. He is confident that if we get sufficient genetic material and a healthy ovum...
My healthy ovum?
Why can't we use my ovums?
Because you're a man, you idiot. I've already explained it 5 times. Do you want me to go over it again?
Would you mind?
Could you please just tell us what you are planning?
Oh, right, yes. Well, we thought we could splice genes from Kirk, Spock and McCoy, thus encapsulating the Galactic Trinity in a single entity.
We're going to call him Spurkoy.
We did consider the name Sporkoy, but that sounded too much like those spoon and fork combinations you get with Subway pasta takeout. That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, like the name Spicoi won't get him beaten up at school.
I presume you needed Shatner's shirt to complete your genetic collection.
That's right. We've already got a used tissue from Nimoy.
I lent it to him at a convention when he sneezed, then asked for it back. He's a really nice guy and didn't look that grossed out.
And DeForest Kelly?
I got a used cotton bud from his trash. I'm pretty sure it had earwax on it. There was sure a lot of it, though. His hearing must have been really bad.
When we saw Kirk's shirt on eBay, we knew we had to have it. I mean, Shatner really sweated in that fight scene with Spock. I figure we have enough genetic material for Spurkoi.
Spurkoi! That's funny!
And enough spare to make a second Kirk later. So hand the shirt over and get your dog back.
First prove to me that Travis is safe.
He's right here in my dog holster.
I thought for a second you said dog holster.
I did. Look, here by my armpit.
You got Travis in your stinky pit? What sort of monster are you?
He's lovely and warm and safe, aren't you, boy? Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, and now you'll smell like a men's locker room. Hand him over.
The shirt first.
The shirt isn't a safe place. The slip of paper will get you to it.
How can we trust you?
Because the shirt is obviously really important to you, and Travis is really important to me. Apart from making Rick a B.O., it looks like you've taken good care of him.
That's because he's a good boy, aren't you, Travis? Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are.
Plus, Sherlock has seen both of you now, and he's the best detective in London.
Possibly the world?
That's unlikely. That fat Belgian guy is better. But regardless, Sherlock knows who you are and can track you down if you try anything else.
We did kind of give the game away by turning up here, didn't we? But your dog was really pining for you.
You are not very good kidnappers, are you?
Well, everyone has to start somewhere.
Here's the ticket.
And here's Travis. Bye, boy. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, man. Travis, you reek. P.U. You're going to have a bath.
Hey, this slip of paper you gave me is a laundry ticket.
Yeah.
So, where is the shirt?
At the dry cleaners. Travis likes sleeping on it, and it smells a little bit like Perry Dog.
But, that means it'll be clean.
And spring fresh.
But all Shatner's DNA will be destroyed. You dastardly fiend.
Takes one to know one.
Come on, Daisy. I mean Shannara. Let's go. It was a stupid idea anyway.
We can't give up, Mike.
Adoan.
Sorry, Adoan. We can't give up. We simply begin our quest again.
Hey, I heard a Klingon group in Vancouver has one of Shatner's boots from Star Trek The Journey Home. They claim it even has one of his socks in it.
I hate dealing with Klingons. They're so gropey.
You mean grumpy?
No, I don't.
Look on the bright side. Looks a really cool shirt out of this. Shatner really did wear it.
I want to wear it in bed tonight.
Grr. Oh, yeah. Of course you can, my beloved.
Mike, for the last time, I'm not your beloved.
Oh, Daisy.
Well, gentlemen, another case successfully concluded.
Sherm, would you mind holding Travis? That guy's pits were the worst. I think I just might throw up.
Let's go to the hotel room, and you can give him a shower.
Sherlock, you really didn't do that much.
What? But without me?
I'm sure I would have figured it out.
Well, really?
Brownie.
But I really like you, Sherlock. And I'd really like to thank you for taking along. What say you, Sherman, I'd take you out for a nice meal? A treat.
You are going to suggest the Eastern Eye, aren't you?
Once we've unstinked Travis, let's go to the Eastern Eye.
And there it is.
Dare your daughter the thing to do, Sherlock. Unless you're a girly no-knob.
Ha! I accept your challenge.
Then you know what your problem will be afterwards, don't you?
Please tell me, my dear Brownie.
It will be elementary, my dear Sherlock.
Been listening to The Hounds of the Brownskerville, a production of British Brown Monkey Audio, all rights reserved 2013.
And that's just about all the time that we have for Skald's Hall. Coming up in a moment, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John. And that will be it for the Spoken Word Entertainment version edition of this weekend's programming. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe, everybody.